Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, my friends, today is New Year's Day. The first Sunday of Advent begins another year in the church calendar. Many people refer to this particular weekend as Thanksgiving weekend. Well, I guess in a way it is. Even after 14 years in this country as a Canadian, I still find it hard to grasp celebrating Thanksgiving at the end of November. It seems that the beginning of our new liturgical year is lost among the leftovers of Thanksgiving turkey. And although we claim that the season of Advent is a time to prepare us for the coming celebration of Christmas, the holiday march has already begun. The malls have been decorated for weeks. The shopping season was kick-started Black Friday. The annual frantic pace of pre-Christmas is in full swing. And everyone seems to get caught up in the madness. And despite our best attempts to maintain a sense of the sacred, we all become entangled in that secular calendar countdown to Christmas. Well, brothers and sisters, in this season of frantic activity, blatant commercialism, and festive excess, the Advent season calls us to slow down and to see what others may miss, to look at the ordinary and find extraordinary meaning, but also to live in the various arrivals of Christ, and to live in that expectation of those arrivals, Christ's future coming at the end of history, Christ's coming as human like us in history, and his continuing entry into our own personal history. In Advent, we take time to reflect on the ways in which Emmanuel, God with us, is moving us toward that vision of peace and unity that Isaiah so eloquently describes in our first reading. Isaiah dreams of how all people stream toward the city of peace, all dwell in unity, and where swords are beaten into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, and there is no more training for war. In an exceptional commentary on Isaiah, the German evangelical Old Testament scholar and theologian Walter Brueggemann compares Isaiah to a mighty oratorio whereby Israel sings its story of faith. Sounding through this oratorio are notes of the utter holiness of God. God's anger at the infidelity of the people through injustice and reliance on worldly power. Always, however, counterpointed by a call for a change of heart. Put away your misdeeds from my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. My friends, in our second reading today, Paul urges Christians to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Paul recognizes that the peace of which Isaiah dreamed and which the coming of Christ brought about in a new way doesn't come without a struggle. It takes more than just wishing and longing to make it a reality. It's an occasion for us to examine ourselves and try to see where the works of darkness may have entered. And by putting on Christ, we allow our lives to be shaped even more by and better conformed to the person of Christ. The Venerable Dorothy Day, in fact, compared the season of Advent to a woman expecting a child. She lives in such a garment of silence, Dorothy Day wrote, as though she were listening to hear the stir of life within her. We use these weeks of Advent, brothers and sisters, to pull back, to retreat, to look within, to pray more deeply, and converse more intimately with the one who is coming. In the gospel today, Jesus warns us to stay awake. Be prepared at all times, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. The images of the unprepared ones whose homes are broken into or who are left behind aren't meant to frighten us, but they remind us that there will be an end time when all our preparations, all our attempts to be alert, and all our efforts to wage peace will, in a critical moment, reach completion. My friends, to watch for Jesus means, as Blessed John Henry Newman said, is to be awake, alive, quick-sighted, zealous in honoring Jesus. To look for Jesus in all that happens. To be detached from what is present. And to live in what is unseen. To live in the thought of Christ as he came once and as he will come again. To desire his second coming from our affectionate and grateful remembrance of his first. Brothers and sisters, through ritual and readings, the church during Advent season sacramentalizes, if you will, our waiting over the next weeks and sets before us three figures of expectation as models: the prophet Isaiah, John the Baptist, and Mary. The season of Advent is that precious gift of time to straighten out what's not yet right, to overcome that one struggle, that one area of darkness in our lives, to heal what we've broken, to forgive, to be more generous, to be more compassionate, to bring Christ back into our lives as if this Advent were our very last Advent. It's a time to interrupt our Christmas marathon and to look into our lives, no matter how screwed up or wonderful they may be, to find Christ with us, Christ who once came, Christ who comes to us in the broken places where we know we can't make it on our own. Christ who comes to us in those moments when we look beyond our own needs to see the needs of others. My friends, in just a few moments, we will light our first Advent candle. But we don't light all four candles at once. We go one at a time so that the light gathers and grows. We begin this Advent journey in our own personal and communal darkness, longing for the light, longing for that new beginning, longing for the return of joy. As we travel through the darkness, it's important to stay focused on the light, focused on the star that pierces through the darkness and leads us home to the place where new life awaits us. If Christmas is all about being home for the holidays, then Advent is about traveling home. It's about staying awake and alert during the journey home so that we don't miss the exit off the highway. It's about staying alert so that we don't go driving on the wrong way, deeper and deeper into the darkness. Advent is that waiting, that moment of joyful hope, lived out across 4 weeks. Brothers and sisters, now is the time to prepare, to watch and to wait, to be alert for Jesus, to stay awake and not sleep through the opportunities life gives us to discover God and the things of God, and to pay attention to the signs of God's unmistakable presence in our lives. And so together today, we embark on this Advent journey. Let us help each other to stay awake and be alert. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And let us walk together this season in the light of the Lord. Amen.